Okay, das Tfilas, here number 51. We are in section 3, Parakei. We're learning for a four Shlema for Sarah Eidel Bas Scheindel and Baruch Ben Maria. We're up to chapter 5 here. Chesed La Avraham. I'm just gonna share it with you. It's such a beautiful thing he says here. Because Shaba Avram Avin, he's trying to explain what does it mean that Avram was the paradigm of Chesed? You never heard this idea before. It's incredible. Ukeshaba Avraham Avinu v'tzipa v'hibit v'chakar v'heivin sod Hashem ha'gadol yisbarach, says the Shari Ora. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw and he looked and he understood, right, the secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'heich bara ha'olam mitzad ha'chesed, and the fact that he created the world in Chesed, and remember, that's what we've been leading up to. Every chapter leads beautifully into the next in the Sefer. Gamhu achaz, amad gamhu, the achaz hamida hazos biyado. He also got up, and he wanted to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed. So it was an act of imitatio dei. He saw God's Chesed, and he wanted to do chesed, just like God. Says the Shari Ora, he continues, Ba Avraham techila vehodia lebrios. Avraham Avinu comes and he explains to people, Rov hachesed v'racham avakom ha'asav, heyechu bera'am umefarnesam. How God created them and provided for them. This is totally out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and therefore you should worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and he tried to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and he told everybody what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing for them and how much they should serve him. Okay, nothing yet. I mean, sorry, with all due respect to the Shari Ora. Nothing yet because we don't understand what he's saying. But Rakovsky understands what he's saying. Nisbar sha'avram tzipa beheyech bara ha'olam mitzad ha'chesed. He saw two things. How God created the world with chesed. Veheyechu mefarnesam mitzad chazda. What does that mean? That he understood that Hashem created the world with chesed and that he provides for the world with chesed. Still don't know what he's going to say. He's not going to guess what he's going to say. Okay. Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim omer yehi beischa pasuach l'ravacha. Ketzad. What does that mean? Melamed sheyehi beiso shel adam pasuach l'ravacha. Okay. We're reading the Avos Derab Nasan. Everyone knows that the Avos Derab Nasan is sort of an expanded brisa of Pirkei Avos. Instead of six chapters or five chapters, it's 40-something chapters. And the stuff that we're familiar with is expanded, is enlarged. So this is from the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Yehebeischa pasuach lervacha v'chule. Your house should be open wide. Ketzad. Malamed shehebeiso shaladim pasuach lervacha ledarom lemizrach lemayrev letzafa. What does it mean, pasuach lervacha? You shouldn't have any walls. I mean, it's good to have walls, but if you want to do real hachnasas orchem and chesed, your house has to be kimat, like it has no walls. Kigon Eov. Your house should be, you thought I was going to say Avram. Nope. Kigon Eov. Like Eov, she'asa arba psachim lebeso. He made four different doors to his house. So that a person shouldn't have to end up on the wrong side of the house and walk around the house. They should be able to get in from any side. Not exactly the same as Avram and Sarah, but similar. Where else do we have a house that has four walls and no doors? Or four sides and no doors? I don't think I'm gonna eat. Too nauseous. Yeah. A chuppah. Ever think about that? A chuppah is modeled after the house of Avram and Sarah. Right? People can get in from any side in order to be able to they should do chesed to everybody. Okay. Next, v'yu aniyim bnei beischa. The Mishnah says that the aniyim should be in your house. Shiyu meisichin, masha ochlim v'shosin b'sof beischa. Interesting. They should talk about what they ate at your house. People should leave your house saying, man, that was unbelievable challah. That dessert, that thing. I see Tammy smiling. Unbelievable. They should talk about all the different courses. Baruch Hashem. Just like the Aniyim used to talk and eat and drink in the house of Eov. Great. So Eov seems to be the paradigm of Chesed. Ukishiba alav hahu paranos gadol. When terrible things happen to Eov, Amar lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam lo ha'isi maichel re'ev u'mashke tzmeim. I did all this chesed. I deserve better than this. Right? I deserve better than this. What's going on? So he says, one second. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? Doesn't seem like the fairest answer to me. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? He says, "Lo hayu malbish arumim shenemar etc." Afal pikein amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Iov. He says to Iov, "Iov adayin lo higata lachatzi shiuro shel Avram. You haven't gotten to half of where Avram was." Theologically, this is not a very satisfying answer. Do you have to be Avraham to not have any puranot? What does that mean? But let's just take the second half of it, because the comparison between Eov and Avram, let's leave out the theological problem of, because of that, all this thing is going to happen to Eov, but just let's talk about the comparison. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say to him? Ata yoshev v'shoa b'sof beischa v'orcha nichnasim etzlecha. You sit in your house, and you have a door on every side, and the orchim know to knock on your door and come in. Es shedarcho leko paschitim hechilu paschitim. People who like to eat wheat bread, you give them wheat bread. Es shedarcho lecho basar, hecheloso basar. People that like meat, you give people whatever they want. Et shedarcho lishtos yayin ishkoso yayin. You're like, what am I missing here? Anybody could come into your house whenever you want. You give them whatever they're used to eating. What's the higher level of chesed? So he says, listen closely. Aval Avram lo asa kein. That's not Avraham. Eli Yoshev umahader ba'olam. He walks around. Ukeshayim tza orchin machnison b'soch beso. He's not open for business. He's looking for business. He's walking around trying to find people, trying to find orchim, and then he brings them in. Es she'ein darko lecho basar ha'chilo basar. And people that are not used to eating meat, not because they're vegan, but because they don't have that kind of money, he says, I got a treat for you. I got a treat for you. Here, try this. Ves she'ein darko lishtos yayin hishkeu yayin. People that aren't used to being able to have yayin, he gives them yayin. Velo od ela omadu bona palterin gedoilum al darachim. He built these big towers, these big castles on the side of the road. Umeiniach Michael umashke, and he leaves food there. The cholabav v'nichnas achal v'shasa ubirech l'shemayim. And anybody who came in, he makes a bracha. Lefikach nases lo nachas ruach. And that's why I do for Avram whatever he asks me, but I can't do for you, Eov, whatever you ask. What's the difference between the two? Eov misnaheg im habrios b'chesed hanira mushlam b'tachlis. He says, Eov looks like he's doing, I mean, how many, we would do that. Anyone who knocks on our door is welcome to come in and we'll give them whatever they're used to eating. We'll feed them at their regular level and everything. But he hasn't reached half of the midah of chesed. What does it mean that Avram did chesed? Share Avraham sha'omed b'nekudas habreshis shel habriya. because Avraham saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He didn't just see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. He sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right? We saw this before. Behi Baram, in its creation, is the same words as Be'Avraham. V'tzofe heyech bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'olam mitzad ha'chesed. Midaso hi chesed bore kechesed ha'bore yisbarach. The chesed of Avraham is the chesed of a creator, like the chesed of our creator. What does that mean? What does it really mean to do chesed? Iov misapeik es tzorchei orchav. Iov takes care of the needs of his guests. Avraham yotzer etzlam et hatzorech umisapko. Avraham creates the need in the first place, and then he takes care of them. Now you see where he's going. Iov memale mishalos libam. Iov fulfills whatever they want. Avraham borei lahem lev chadash. Avraham creates with them a desire that they never even had before, and then he fills it. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he takes care of the world? He's not meeting the people at the point of need. Iov meets the people at the point of need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us at the point of need. He didn't come in to save us. He created us in the first place so that he could fulfill our needs. Iov ne'eneh ledrishotam. Iov answers their call, their needs, whatever they want. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Avraham marchiv hesegoseihem v'nidresh lehem. He expands their minds. They don't know what they're missing. Avraham first explains to them what they're missing, and then he provides it. Iov machnes orchim shebao leveso. Iov was machnes the orchim that come to his house. Avraham mamtzia ta orchim hu mechazer achareim. And he goes after them. He's looking for those orchim in the first place, right? Rabbi Dreilich will certainly appreciate what I'm about to say, that there's two kinds of good teachers. Two kinds of good teachers. One explains to the students what they need to know. The second gets them to want to know things they didn't know they had to know, and then explains that to them. Totally different level of chesed, totally different level of education, right? To be marchiv hesegoseihem, hanidrash lehem, right? To take them, to get them to suddenly want to understand things that they didn't come in wanting to understand in the first place. Yitziras hargoshas hachisaron etzel adam, the creation of the feeling of needing something, of wanting something, who me'ein ha-hakaa shel oso ha-malach shaluach habor yisbarach. That's very similar to the malach who HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, right, based on the Maharal. Ha-malach sotro al-piv ki ha-malach tzarech la-soso so chofar. I don't know, I'm not sure if that's the right word, vita'ev, right? What happens? We know we got this thing over here, right? This thing over here. That's why rabbis have beards and mustaches. They could cover it, and then maybe it looks like, oh, I'm so smart, the malach missed. I ducked. But the malach hasn't missed yet, right? So you got this thing over here. So what's this thing? So Chazal tells us that the malach comes and punches us in the face and the head on the way out. Okay, knocks all the Torah out of us that we learned in utero. He knocks our Rosh Hashanah Kol Yitzur B'Omer Lo Gadol, and he says, now you do it. Strive to become great. Desire to become great. Ha-haka yotzeres es tchushas ha-chisaron. That pop on the mouth makes us feel like there's something missing. We come out understanding that there's something missing. You know, the saddest thing is when people go through life and they don't realize what they're missing. They don't realize what it could be. They don't have a desire. You ask people, what are your dreams? And the dreams are so down, so low. Right? We talk about this at Rosh Hashanah time. What do people want for Rosh Hashanah? What does the davening want from Rosh Hashanah? Davening wants on Rosh Hashanah everything. We daven, we should have a little more parnasa, we should have a little this. What is the davening about? V'yashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. We don't feel the chisaron. We feel the chisaron in our own everyday lives. But we don't feel the chisaron that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not ruling the whole world. It's hard to daven for something if we don't feel a chisaron. So the malach comes and hits us here. Ha'kam me'oreres b'tardemas ha'ashkos ba'olam ha'chomer. It wakes us up. It makes sure that we continue to be awake in the half-asleep life that we live down here in the world of the Chomer. We think we want X, Y, and Z because we can't even listen to our neshamas that want so much more, such different things. Ha'akom zazas es ishiyut ha'kiyum u'mehaved dachaf mamritz lehishtanot. It gets us to want us to more. It's that sinking feeling inside, that emptiness that so many people feel today. It's that emptiness. That emptiness is the cry from inside that says, Gadel, you want something more. You have, how many people do we know? How many people around the world have so much? But they feel an emptiness. There's something inside that's saying to them, this is not, I can't even recognize it, but this is not what I'm looking for. Let's say, svi matzav zesho, svius ratzon atzmi, to feel like I have everything. But that's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives all of us this feeling of emptiness when we're only surrounded by the physical. Lachush b'chalal hareik shekayam. To feel that emptiness. To sense that emptiness because we're really looking for something more. U'leharchiv et ha-she'ifa lehitalot lehitmalei. This is like what Cook kind of said, paragraph here. This is like to rise up and to become and to achieve, to reach our potential. So the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, the first chesed that he does for us, is he makes us understand that we're missing something. He makes us understand that there's more to life. That's a chesed. Many people are overwhelmed by that feeling, but that feeling is a chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates within us this feeling like there's got to be something more to life. Iyov misnaig b'minas ha-chesed shalom ad mito chasagato et anhogas ha-barit. Iyov tried to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'minas chasdo. B'soch mahalach habria. Iyov opened his eyes and he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he existed in Iyov's time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everybody. I'll also take care of everybody. La'achar hivatzra. Once they're created. Avraham, she'omeid b'nekudas ha'reishis, Avraham was able to see to the beginning of time, was able to perceive and understand that HaKadosh Baruch created the world in the first place. Dovak b'midas olam chesed yibaneh. That HaKadosh Baruch created a world of chesed because he gave us the needs in the first place. He created us in the first place with those needs. That itself was a chesed. Shehavasa es shoresh la'etzem hisavu sabriya. V'kashem she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu borei es, and with this, es mekablei ha'chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started by creating the world, by creating the mekablei ha'chesed, those who would need his chesed. They didn't know they needed it. There was nobody around. Es klei kibulam, the kalim. He created us with an emptiness that needed to be filled, the vessels to be filled. U'ma'orum, Lachush b'chesronam, and he allowed us to feel the need. U'mamalehu yisparach b'verchoso b'shivayetam. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills it. Do you ever thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being hungry? We thank him for being full. Did we ever thank him for us being hungry so that we could eat in the first place? We have an amazing meal. Oh, so amazing. Sometimes you have a meal like you want to bench and it's like a shahakal. It's a great steak. And you're like, I wish I could bench. I feel like so whatever to say, I'm borrowing the fushes on this. But did we ever think of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating us with a hunger so that we'd appreciate it in the first place? That's the mid of Avraham Avinu. The kachu had nahagoso b'chol yom. Ha'machadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tov ma'aseh b'reishis. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Maaseh Bereishis. We're never going to see that sentence the same way again. It doesn't mean that he recreates the world. It means that he recreates us with needs that allow us for those needs to be fulfilled. Midas HaChesed Shel Avram Chidush Bria Yeshba. I don't know what that word is supposed to be, but the Midas HaChesed of Avraham is a Midah of Chesed that actually goes back to the very basic, the basic beginning of creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That's the difference between Eov and Avraham, and that's the difference between providing people what they need and opening their eyes to a new world of things that'll bring them to a place that they never even understood. As I said, as a parent, as a machanech, as a Baal Chesed, it's a very, very powerful image in front of our eyes. We'll see where he takes this next week, Amir Tzashem, to understand how he truly, truly understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's level of Chesed. It's not what we call a Baal Chesed. He really tapped into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was as a Baal Chesed and how that prepared him to prepare to daven Tefillah Shachris and what that is. Okay, Refuah Shleima to Sarah Eidel Bas Scheindel, to Baruch Ben Maria, Baruch Ben Yosef, and we should see Refuah Shleima, and Mirtz Hashem will see you next week at 9 o'clock sharp.
Amen.
Great day,
thank
everybody.
You.
Rabbi Penner.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Rabbi Penner. I wanted to say something to you. Separate from this, from